Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Madison has the confidence. Get the scroll
sometimes.
A whip. She's like, actually, I have one.
No, I was this close. Like, imagine someone hypothetically breaks into the apartment. If I got a big freaking, like, they're not going to mess with me.
Welcome to the Goodish Girls, guys. This is our first Goodish review. I'm Dallas.
And I'm Madison.
And today, Madison and I have fallen in love with a book. We have completed a series officially, and we have fallen in love.
With a blonde man.
With a blonde man. It's 2026. What's happening? So this might be a thing. I kind of like it. I think it'd be fun if it was a thing, right? So you guys tell us if you like it and you want more Goodish reviews. Both of us just loved this book and we want to get on and talk about it. And hopefully you guys want to read it too. It's spoilers. There are spoilers all over this book, actually. So I hope that you've already read the book because I want to dive into it. I want to talk about it because Nevessa Allen introduced us to some very new topics that I have not read about, which is interesting because I've read a lot of dark romance, right? So if you're a fan of Lights Out, hopefully you have read the entire series for this. So welcome. Here we go. All right, let's do it. We're talking Game On. Take it away, Madison. I know you love this book.
Okay, so if you don't know, I've recently learned, like, how people are picky eaters. I am a picky listener. But I listened to this audiobook and the narrators, they did in fact deliver. So I always recommend any book in this trilogy to listen to it. Like, you can read it, but listening, it just hits different.
It really does. Yeah, I also listen to the book.
Especially with this one, not only do we get Stella and Tyler, but in one of the bonus chapters, we have our sweet angel baby boy, Fred.
Oh,
and Fred
God.
Is a little gentleman.
Guys, if you didn't listen to this and listen to the bonus chapter where it's from Fred's POV in Lights Out when Josh is breaking into Allie's house for the first time. Oh, my God.
My Shayla.
I
kind of wish that she would have done, if you have the special edition of Lights Out, that's the hardback. That's how I first read Fred's POV. But then we got a voice actor who brought Fred to life even more. And I kind of really wish that in a book format, it just would have said like, meow, 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 meow. And then you would like get the translation through the narrator. But, like, if you read it, it's just, like, it's just meowing.
Meow, 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 meow. And I don't know where everyone listened to their book at, or if you only, you know, have the hard copies or whatever, or the paperbacks. I listened on Spotify. So if you have Spotify Premium, you can listen to Game On. And at the end of Game On is the bonus chapter for Fred and other bonus chapters as well. So if you haven't listened to that, you have the opportunity to if you have Premium. So you don't have to, like, go get Audible if you don't have Audible already or anything like that. So there's lots of opportunities.
Also, if you want to support your local library, take your little library card, plug that into Libby, and you can listen to it that way, because that's how I did Game On and Caught Up.
Okay, I would like to call out my local library.
Love her, but do better.
Yeah, she's there. She exists. Does she exist on Libby, Hoopla, Cloud, whatever? Barely. She's like a whisper in the wind. Okay, I have a free library card. And I was like, I listen to like 7 to 9 books a month. Right, like I need multiple places, but I want to support, right? So I'm like, I have an Audible, I have my Spotify, I like schedule out my listening times. Like, it's wild. My freaking library does not supply any books on Libby, first of all, or Hoopla. I had to go to Cloud something, and out of the 7 books that I searched for, they had one. I was furious. And
rough,
I called
buddy.
Them and I was like, hello, how do I? Where are books? Books exist. You're a library. Why don't you have them? And they're like, I don't know. And I was like, well, can I request them? And they're like, No.
Interesting.
Cool. I don't know. I probably talked to like the wrong person. I really don't know. I was kind of mad about it. I got dire bound and I put a hold on Fury bound. So that's something.
Same.
So I just have to schedule everything out. So I could not find Game On that. So if your library does not support that, riot. I don't know. that's my recommendation. Start a riot in the parking lot of your library.
My library is pretty decent with Libby. Hoopla, we don't talk about her. But whenever I put my request on for Game On in, I was number 435 in line. However, literally the day it came out, it said my hold was ready.
That's nice.
It just said my hold was ready. I remember specifically it was April 1st, so a little bit after. But I was like, Libby, if this is a prank and you're pranking me right now, we're not going to be friends.
I'm going to prank you.
But it said that my hold was ready on April 1st, and I was number 435.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. I'm like, ain't no way. But it wasn't a prank, and I was very happy. It was the best April 1st ever.
Yeah. I'm hoping I got in line fast enough for Fury Bound. Like, we're good. So you know what I want to talk about? Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the fact that we now officially are able to love a blonde MMC. And you know, it's really interesting because I feel like sometimes I get bamboozled, right? Like, I go in every book wanting to love whichever MMC I think is going to be the best, right? I try really hard not to immediately go, oh, they don't have black hair or brown hair. Like, I'm not into it. I want to like a blonde MMC. And so sometimes I do, like, even in Direbound, right, when we covered it for book club, I wanted to, like, kill it. This is spoiler for Direbound. Spoiler alert. Spoiler for Direbound. Plug your ears. I don't know. I wanted to like him, and it gave me a lot of opportunity to like him. But then again, it was the classic, the blonde man's the bad man. And I just am kind of over it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a time and a place, and I get it. I'm grateful to Nevessa, because in Lights Out, we didn't really like Tyler, right? We were like, a blonde roommate, ew, what a fuck boy. But then when we eventually got, and even in Caught Up, he was still kind of annoying. But then we got to Game On. And we finally got some perspective on it. And even though he was a douche in the beginning and for like 3/4 of the book, by the end, you were able to like him. And I love that. There's room in my heart for a blonde MMC. There's room. Like, they will fit.
I feel like majority of my notes, or just my majority experience during Game On, especially in the beginning, where I'm like, I don't know about you. And Tyler, funny guy. And a lot of the times I would laugh and be like, wait a minute, Tyler said this. I don't want to laugh.
You've literally been conditioned not to find humor or love or grace in blonde men in these books because they constantly betray us.
Mm-hmm.
We've literally been taught to do this because we all felt, I'm going to say it, not everybody, but like the majority of us, you and I specifically, we all have fallen for the Tamlin.
Yeah.
Right? And now we don't trust.
I feel like the only other blonde man that I've heard is decent that I'm hoping to check out this summer is Aaron Warner from the Shatter Me series. That's the only other blonde man that people approve of that I know of.
Okay. All right. Approved. Yeah. I want more. I want 2027 to be the year of the blonde MMC. So also, okay, there was a spoiler in there that I literally was like, I had to think about it hard because I've listened to Lights Out quite a few times. And I even have a coworker who I made get the book on Audible and then listen to it on lunch with me.
Wow, talk about like, team bonding.
I was like, you can just play it right now. I'll listen to it again. Right? Like, I love it, right? And so we learned that Tyler knew about Josh in the very beginning of Lights Out when he saw the picture. And you know what? That makes sense to me.
I don't
because
like it.
Because at first,
I'm
really,
like,
I know he doesn't know these tattoos. How does he know? He lives with this man. There's no way both these guys have shirts on all the time. They're gym bros. They don't have shirts on. There's no way you can tell me that Tyler does not know Josh's tattoos.
To the gym
and
at 3.
Living, they have been friends since they were kids. You don't know your best friend's tattoos?
I know my best friend tattoos, but I also don't think my best friend would be on my Mask Talk account. So
I don't know, man. Maybe.
Because I don't know. Like, do I think if Josh popped up on Tyler's algorithm constantly, yes, he could figure out it was Josh. The fact that in the very beginning of Lights Out, Tyler's like, dude, can you believe she's into this? And Josh is like, oh, weird. Like, I don't know. That was a little too quick. I'm like, you're still blonde, okay?
Oh my God.
Listen, again, I'm learning. No. I'm trying to be unconditioned. I've given him more grace, but even in the beginning, there's an iconic quote from Stella where she says, "Sir, you are a blonde man. Calm down."
That's fair. That's fair. Stella can say what she wants, though, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Queen. Stella can say whatever she wants. I'm obsessed with her. I love her.
I love her. And I love that Nevessa Allen gave a little more representation into the chronic illness girlies club with giving Stella, again, her story and her experiences, because every illness is different for everyone, but specifically Nevessa's story and her specific troubles that she's had while navigating life with gastrointestinal issues, but also the same.
When I was listening to this book, and I don't have a chronic illness, so I don't really know what it means to go through that stuff. I just know it through you. Right? You tell me when you're having a flare-up. You tell me when you're not feeling well. I try and check on you when we're recording. I try to make sure that you're, like, taken care of. But really, like, I don't know what it feels like. And I could not imagine having an invisible illness, like an illness where everyone around you says that you're fine, you look fine, so you should then be fine, even though you're not, right? I mean, like, same with mental illness, right? You look fine. What do you mean you have anxiety? What do you mean you have a chronic illness? What do you mean you have all these things? You look, like, from my eyesight, you look fine, as far as society goes, right? So it's just such an interesting perspective into it to really have her write it in the character. And I know, Nevessa, you'll never see this episode, but
she will. She's watching right now.
She's watching.
Yes.
I am so sorry that you're going through this. Just like, you know, I tell Madison, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry you don't feel good. I wish I could fix it. I wish I could, like, fix you. Not fix you, but, like, fix how you're feeling. Because I feel like you want to do all these things in life, and sometimes it's just so hard. And it's hard to watch your friend and, I guess, like, coworker, right? Like, we're almost talking every single day, whether it's, like, about random stuff or our podcast or whatever. But, like, it's so hard to see you go through some of this stuff sometimes, right? So, Nevessa, like, I hate that you feel this way. I'm so sorry that this is happening to you. Like, and I'm so grateful and appreciative that you were able to be courageous enough to show us your experience in this book, right? Like, Nevessa does not do podcasts. Like, she does not do interviews. Like, she does not do any of that stuff. And I don't know, obviously, if that's the reason, right? Like, she's probably just a busy woman. But I would think, and maybe, Madison, you tell me from your perspective, it's hard to schedule something like an interview or something like a podcast or something like, you know, an in-person event if you don't know how your body's going to be feeling. And if you feel icky and you feel like you're having a flare-up, or if you're stressed before the situation, you're not going to have a good time.
Yeah, there's definitely been multiple instances where I've had to reschedule day of, and I've, like, had to call people and be like, please tell me you're not on the way to our meeting location, because your girl can't. And there's even, I mean, everyone's different with how they are personality-wise. I'm a little people pleaser. So even if I don't feel well, I will still show up to things feeling god-awful, but I will be there. I just might be rocking nausea bands. I carry a massive bag. I call it my bag of magic tricks. So I have all the things in case I do feel bad, but I still try to go to things. But yeah, life with scheduling is almost non-existent. But I think Nevessa did a beautiful job talking about it, and especially showing that you don't have to do these massive grand gestures to show someone who might be dealing with an illness that you care. Like, even whenever you check in on me before episodes, like, that means a lot to me. And reading this book, whenever he had snacks, I was washing dishes at work, and I literally dropped to the floor. I'm like, okay, you win. I have officially fallen very hard, because I'm like,
literally,
because at one point I did carry around salty snacks with me.
I mean, there's even times, like, obviously, thank goodness for editing, right? Because there's times where you have to leave the camera for a while, right?
There's been many times I've done that, but you guys will never know.
You'll never know. I'll never tell you either.
Yeah.
Anytime then, just now. But, you know, thank goodness for editing. Madison thinks you're watching. I think you're not watching. But Nevessa, if you ever do want to come onto our show and you need to leave camera or you need to cancel on us, it's fine.
Yeah, girl, I got you. I get
it. We just want to talk to you.
Yeah.
If you want to wear your heating pad, if you need to, like, have your seltzers, your ginger ales, whatever you need, ice packs, we got you. Mm-hmm. We can edit anything. We've had some crazy episodes that when you listen to them, they look great. But behind the scenes, it was wild.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, there's babies screaming. People are sick. People be losing connection every 2 minutes.
Dogs are barking.
Dogs are bark. Dogs are showing up in the video. But when you're watching it, you'll never know. So if you ever want to visit the Go to Scrolls, we'd love to have you on our show.
Because she is watching. I can feel it.
Okay. So I hate to say this because this is a good review. I love this book. There was one thing that truly gave me the ick. Oh. And I think it was because I learned something that I don't like in the bedroom. Now, and I didn't try it, but I've talked to other people about it. Like mm-hmm. we've joked about it, or I've been like, it's not like I would love that. Mm-hmm. The toes.
That's where he lost me.
You know, and I respect the foot fetish. I think that being able to appreciate someone's feet, which is a lot of times someone's biggest.
Someone's got to do it.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Self-conscious.
Yeah. Just like it's someone's like, oh my gosh, like I'm not a big fan of my feet. Or like, mm-hmm. you know, I love that this man was able to not even think twice about appreciating every inch of her. I love that for them. For them. Mm-hmm. I learned that I don't want that. And the only thing that I could think of the whole time was that I'm really ticklish. Like my feet are really ticklish.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what if Stella's like in this like at mode, right? Like she's like, get on your knees, my feet. And then if she's like, wait, just kidding, that tickles. That would be me.
Yeah. Like especially.
I'd be like, wait, hold on, actually.
Like the specific part whenever you go get a pedicure and they do like the thing on the bottom of your foot.
Absolutely not.
I have to like lock in and stare at a wall.
It's so bad. It's
I'm
so bad.
To see if I have a note about, because I know, okay, yeah, I did, because it was specifically chapter 33, and I was like, Tyler licking Stella's foot.
What'd you say?
Brother, ugh.
I was screaming in my car. I was literally like fist, like biting. I was like, what is happening?
I like,
it was a wild emotional ride for me.
Listen, with the current job I have now, I work in a sterile field, so all you see is literally just my eyes. I can't do much, but I definitely made like a little.
Literally.
Like if you looked at my eyes. But yeah, I usually preach that you do not yuck someone's yum.
No, I'm not yucking.
I do not kink shame, but I might kink wonder why. I might kink ask questions. I might kink I beg your finest pardon.
I think I just decided a kink not for me. Like there's times where I read books and I add a kink into my list that I didn't know of.
Yeah.
Like there are some from Lights Out that I was like, oh, I like that.
Have you ever tried this one?
Yeah. Have you ever tried this one? Have you ever tried this one? Ever tried this one? Right? And I think that's some of the fun part about books. Obviously, we're there for like the plot and the depth and the story and all that stuff, right? Like I don't ever want to like shame that part of it, but there is times where there's chapters that are meant to just enjoy. Right? Mm-hmm. And when you're doing that, you're learning different things that are possibilities in your own real life, right? So like I learned things from Lights Out. I learned things from Caught Up. And then there's things that I learned in Game On that I don't want, and that's okay. But there's somebody else out there that is like, you know what? I want that. And good for them. There's good things in this book. Like I feel like a new woman because I understand now what it's like for a man to have a brat king. And I am obsessed.
Ooh, do I have some book recommendations for you then? I love it. Ooh.
I don't think I have that in my life. Like, there's a lot of times where I'll go to my husband and be like, hey. And he's like, okay. Right? Like I'm a blue collar man. He'll do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Right? But I just don't know if I don't know if he would like that, right? Which is fair. It's not for everybody. But also, I don't know if I have the confidence that Stella has.
Ooh. I got some book recs for you, girlfriend.
Where she gets the confidence, she like builds herself.
Yes. And it's literally my favorite book. And
tell us.
So,
Tell us this rec. What are these recs?
I love Queen Sarah Kate. My favorite series that she has written is the Salacious Players Club series. It is interconnected standalone. You don't have to read them in order, but it's recommended because if you do not read them in order, then you already know like who's getting together with who. But if you want dom sub, but the female's the dominant, The Man's a Submissive. My favorite is, I'm going to try to pull them out real quick. It's this one right here. It is Mercy by Sarah Kate. This is my Shayla. So usually you have like book boyfriends. To me, the main character in this one, his name is Beau. He is not book boyfriend to me. He's like book bestie or like book. He's a book toddler. He's kind of like Kale. You got a gentle parent baby. Him. And but he has such a beautiful character development growth story. And oh my gosh, I was so proud of this man. If you ever see my review on Goodreads, I wrote an entire book about this book, about how much I enjoyed it. But yes, this is one rec. And then the last book in the Salacious Players Club series that's kind of the same, but it's female, male, female. So you're adding one more. And it's still where she's the dominant. And then the other female is also learning how to be the dominant, but it's Madam.
Ooh, okay. Madam. Yes.
Yes.
I love it. So good. Add it to my TBR.
I recommend this whole series, but like if you're wanting the dom sub, these two right here.
I feel like Stella just like came in so confident. And I'm also too much of a people pleaser because I'd be like, get on your knees.
Is the floor okay? Is it comfortable?
She's also a people pleaser, but then she learns. She's like, I can't do this.
I can't do this.
Like, it's like the song that's going around now. It's like, I got the magic in me.
Can be a dom 5'2" to my 6'4" husband. Yes. Get in a corner. I got two kids. I put them in the corner.
Hold on. Speaking of that, hold on. Let me pull up my notes because I did have a point. Because I think it's the bonus chapter. They literally, Stella puts Tyler in timeout.
Yes.
Yeah, it's in the bonus chapter. It's in the debt. He's literally sent to timeout and Tyler's talking. It's his POV. And I love how like Tyler did a bad thing and he knows it. And he literally got onto himself in his head. He's like, no, bad Tyler. I'm like,
bad Tyler.
I love that. That's a thing.
Yes. And then he gets put in the corner while she like finishes her regular task. And he's like,
nobody puts baby in the
corner. I'm having
a
great time. I love this. And I was like, okay. Yes.
I don't want to be playing. I was kind of critiquing one chapter. I was like, not bad, but if I were in your shoes, I would have done this, and this. Because I think you went a little too easy.
Get it, girl. That's wild. Madison has the confidence. Get this girl a whip. She's like, actually, I have one.
I was this close. Me and my friend went to a bookish convention, and they did have like a booth with all that. I was this close to buying a paddle just for kicks and gigs. Like, imagine someone hypothetically breaks into the apartment. If I got a big freaking, like, they're not going to mess with me.
I'm going to punish you.
Yeah.
How dare you break in? Get in the corner. Like,
there's going to be one of two outcomes. They're either going to run away or they're going to get dealt with.
Literally. They're going to put their asses in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to apologize. Then they're going to give you the money in their wallet.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
I'm going to be the real one.
I actually love that as a book. Someone write this. Man breaks into house. Woman punishes man by putting him in corner. He actually really likes it.
Card.
He then gives her all the money in his wallet, fixes the window, and mows the lawn.
Honestly, I could see Josh and Allie making a video like that.
For sure. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. The Brat King for me was very new and very refreshing. It was very refreshing. I was like, okay.
Like a little bit also in Leather and Lark too. That bonus chapter.
Okay. And the fact that they had a third party. Like an equal third party, AJ. Mm. I did not see that coming. And I love him.
I didn't see it coming, but I was so mad at Tyler. I was like, we could have been doing this the whole time. If you just would have behaved, we could have had more time with AJ.
Mm-hmm. God damn it, Tyler.
Bad Tyler. Get in the corner.
Have you ever seen that TikTok where it's like, Terry, get in the corner for doing dark magic? Oh, he's only doing a little bit. He's like, that boy can't walk. That boy didn't want to walk. So yeah, overall, I loved this book. I would like you, Madison, to rate them. 2, 3. First, I might back up a little bit. First, I would like you to give your stars for Game On. How many stars?
Oh, Game On, I gave it 5.
5 stars. All right.
Heck yeah, I had a good time. I was untrustworthy.
I gave it 4 stars. It's not a 4 stars is not a bad rating. That's a great rating.
I know, but why not the extra star?
Because of the feet. I know. Well, no, I lied. I take it back. I think it was more, if I'm going to really dive into it, it was because there was times in certain chapters that I thought the book was over. Where I was like, that wrapped up nicely. It should be done. And then it was like, oh, we're still going. Not in a bad way, like a very small, minimal amount. You know what I mean? Where I was like, oh, this would be a good ending point. Amazing. We're done. Oh, wait, we're not done. That would be the only reason I didn't give it 5 stars. If I have to think about that the book is ending, not that I like wanted it to end, but I was like, oh, this was a good point to wrap it up. And then it didn't wrap up. It like kept going. And I was excited to listen to other chapters. I don't know if that makes sense, but that would be a reason I would give it 5 stars. I'm trying hard not to give to be that girl this year that's like 5 stars.
A big critic. Like I will hoard my 5 stars.
I've given out quite a few 5 stars this year already. So I'm like, oh, hold on. So I give it 4 stars.
Honestly.
Which I think is a good rating.
If you said that you gave it 4 stars because of how annoying Stella's brothers is, that also would have been valid. Because I wanted to fight him so bad.
He is just a sweet baby silver spoon boy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He needs to go into timeout.
He also probably has a brat cake, to be totally honest with you.
Oh, 100%.
Like
100%.
Yes. And he will learn that after college.
Hold on. Wait, I have another thing. I got excited because also just real quick, because I did want to bring it up. Can we talk about the fact that in the beninging that in the Tyler? Beginning. Okay. One honorable mention, I love the fact that because Tyler and Junior both own the club, that he referenced Junior as Junior Vanilla Troshi. I'm like, wow.
But I mean, if you really think about it, compared to the other two guys, Junior is very vanilla.
He sure is. I was like, ooh.
And I love Junior. I love him. I'm gonna hold my baby boy, literally. But also, I know, I have a really hot take. This is a good book review, guys, but now I feel like I'm trashing. I did not like Lauren. And this is caught up.
I also didn't like Lauren, so.
I had a which is so weird. Right? I just didn't expect it because I loved Allie 100%. Mm-hmm. I loved Stella 100%. I liked Lauren until I got to the point where I was like, girl, you're so smart. What are you doing? Right? Where she was like, he's in the mob. He's in the mafia. He's doing things. He's doing things for his dad, right? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, he's supposed to meet me. I'm like, cool, he's supposed to meet her. Awesome. He texts, I'll be late. Something came up. He didn't cancel on you, Lauren. And immediately, instead of being like, oh, he's late, it's fine. Mm. Or he is in the mob.
So something could
things
happen.
Come up. The mob isn't on a schedule.
No.
I don't think. No. I'm not in the mob. I really don't know, you know, but I feel like the mob isn't really on a schedule. And I also feel like when you have a girlfriend, you can't text her and be like, I got to go do mob stuff.
Yeah.
I got to do mafia things. I'll be late. He was like, something came up. I'll be late. And it was mob stuff. But either way, she's like, he ghosted me. He ghosted me. I have high school trauma. I'm like, girl, what? And I couldn't get over it. Once we hit that point, which is so wild, because again, I really liked her until that point. And then I didn't like her anymore. And I was like, this sucks. But as far as all the MMCs go, I love them. And I love 2 out of the 3 FMCs. And I feel like that's a win.
I still have my notes from whenever I did my first read through of Caught Up. And it's literally chapter 25 of Caught Up. So if you haven't read Caught Up, spoilers. But Junior's like trying to figure out how to deal with his dad, and the note I wrote for chapter 25, I did, how do I stop my dad? Family? Like, that's an option? I was like, dude, the answer is literally tattooed on your knuckles. He literally has like mi familia on his knuckles or something.
Literally. That's
family. I'm like, huh?
I love him though. I love Junior.
He's all right.
You know what, Madison? He took care of everything for her.
And I appreciate
fucking
that.
Years. Every parking ticket, a rear view mirror, like a side mirror, fixed. I'm like, you could go do mob stuff. That's fine. You got to go. You got errands. You got places to be.
It's fine. I'll wait. I'll wait for you. I don't need to know what you're doing. I don't need to know what time you'll be home. I don't care. I have not a care in the world. Wild.
But my second, my main reason for why I got excited, you're five. Can we talk about the fact that, like, this, my jaw dropped that Tyler said that he's strictly been dating men for 5 years. And the fact that he did not try to make moves on Josh and convert him, I'm like,
I know.
Because we know that Josh, he's a beautiful guy.
dude. Yes, yes. But also, that's his best friend, right? Like, you just, and sometimes you're just not into those people. Just because he's a dude doesn't mean, like,
I know, but he's a pretty
dude. I can't say
I'd
make the same decision, but I get it.
I don't know.
Tyler's looking for a man in finance. Trust fund. 6'5", blue
he
eyes.
He is the man in finance, literally.
I love him. But your honor.
I'm going to see if I have anything else.
I think I have officially begged. Like, I didn't get on my knees or anything, but for the pop socket collection of these. Like, I send my husband all these things, like, bookish stuff all the time, right? Yeah. And he's like, oh, that's cute, that's cute. And I'm like, oh, making a list of things I like, making things of things I want. And then he never gets it. But this time I went to him and I looked him square in the eyes. And I was like, I sent you this. Yeah. I expect them to be ordered. And he's like, why didn't you just already buy them? I said, it's not the same. Josh would have bought them for me.
You right.
And he has listened to that book. He knows who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He knows Josh would have bought them.
And not only that, Josh would have had your car ready to go, in your car, ready to chauffeur you back home and be like, oh, by the way, here's some snacks and here's the gift you wanted.
Here's the gift. He would have hacked pop sockets and had them shipped early. Mm. It would already be in my house. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So I didn't know that they had pop sockets. I feel like the hot thing right now is the fact that she just released the cookbook. And I was like, there better not be a recipe for eggs because I don't trust
Can we restart?
Yeah.
Can we restart? Because I didn't mean pop sockets. I meant the...
The Funko Pop?
There it is.
I was like, I didn't know they came up with pop sockets.
No.
That's cool.
Wow. Okay.
Now, Vanessa Allen, because you're watching, you could do Lights Out, Caught Up, Game On, Pop Sockets.
Girl, we are not keeping that shit in there. Oh,
it's
stupid.
Funny.
No, I really want the Funko Pops to add to my collection. This room is being painted soon. Bookshelves are being installed. Mm-hmm. I want these three bad boys on their own shelf with my little Funko Pop babies. In on display to my dream. I sent them to my husband. I looked him dead in the fucking eyeballs and I said, I want these. And he was like, you should just buy them yourself. And I was like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Josh would have bought them for me.
Josh would have bought them for you. Josh would have picked you up. He would have been like, here's some trail mix. Here's a nice little Funko Pop. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't like, well, no, actually he and Junior are friends, which is still weird to me.
I love that they're all friends.
I love that they're all friends, but I'm like, I feel like Junior
because Junior's
is
a big
adopted.
Softy. Yes, like a black cat and a golden retriever, literally.
Mm, yeah,
they're buddies.
Still weird.
And Tyler's a parrot.
But they're Powerpuff Girls.
They are the Powerpuff Girls. Sugar, spice, and everything nice. Sugar, spice, and everything nasty.
Hey. That's some merch right there.
I just reimagined the Powerpuff Girls slogan. Sugar, spice, everything nasty.
Cheers. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Okay. Okay. Final thing before we wrap it up. Rate the books and then we're going to rate the characters. So books, first, second, third.
First, second, third. Lights Out is still going to be number one for me. However, Game On almost took first place.
I thought it would for you, honestly.
I think it's because, again, the blonde man trust issues, maybe over time as I recondition myself because I am going to re-listen to Game On because I had a fun time, but I think like as I recondition myself I might be like, you know what, Tyler, you are more my speed, respectfully. Mm-hmm. Josh, you're gonna be demoted. But as of right now, Lights Out, Game On, Caught Up, sorry Junior, Vanilla. Mm-hmm. Troshi.
Mm. Okay. All right, as far as MMCs go, just the MMC, not the book itself, it's Lights Out for Josh.
Yeah,
it's Caught Up for Junior, and it's game on for Tyler. Only because we talked about this. Because like when I rate them, I have to think about what I would be comfortable with and what I would be able to give them, right? Like I obviously am the FMC in my mind. So I am not nearly as, I'm not confident enough to be like, I could be Stella. Stella is so much cooler than I could ever be.
Yeah, she is.
But I could deal with vanilla, like Junior Vanilla Troche. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as far as like books themselves, it's Lights Out, Game On, Caught Up for sure.
I thought you were going to say Caught Up second.
No, as far as the book and the story itself, I liked Game On more than I liked Caught Up. Like I had a good time in Caught Up. But again, Lauren ruined, like I had a really hard time after that certain point in the book with Lauren. Because she still made stupid decisions that I was, I was like, these are really self-explanatory and I don't know what you're doing.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah, literally fuck around, find out. I don't know. I didn't like it. But like, I loved the series. Like I, you know, I would recommend that you read Caught Up because of the MMC. Obviously, this is me like not knowing, like all I know is stereotypical like Italian-American mobster cliche stuff. So I lean into that. Right. Like I've leaned in. So I like Junior. I like that he rides a motorcycle because I won't let my husband ride a motorcycle in real life.
So you just have to live vicariously through books.
Yes. Because I like men on motorcycles. Mm-hmm. I just don't want that in real life because I want my children to have a dad.
Yeah. Whenever me and my friend are literally riding in my car and if we're doing like a long distance trip, Orlando's big and it takes a while to get places. So we'll be driving from one city to another and we'll be driving, talking, see a biker and we'll be like, that's hot anyway, and go back into our conversation.
Oh yeah, I'd be staring at all of them. And I have dated like a guy who rides bikes in the past. And I think that's where part of my hesitance comes from. He never got injured, thankfully. Like I'm really grateful for that. But I remember being so stressed because he'd be gone to like 2, 3, 4 in the morning. And I remember waking up and be like, he's dead. He died. Yeah. And I'd panic. And back then I didn't know that I had anxiety, right? Like I've had anxiety for a really long time. I just didn't know what it was. So like, I was like totally undiagnosed with it. And so I would just like heart palpitations up all night waiting for him to come home because I was like, something happened, like, holy cow. And I hate that. And I think that my husband would never ride a motorcycle at night. I think he would do it during the day on a safe highway. It's Orlando. There are no safe highways. On a safe highway, right? But like, I just can't do it. It makes me so stressed in real life. But in books, it's fine. So yes, I love this book. I want to know what your guys' thoughts were. Did you love this book? Did you hate this book? What were your thoughts on it? Have you found anything new from this book to use in your real life? Yes. Ayy.
And if you need any recs, hit a girl up.
Yes, hit Madison up. I don't think I give good book recs. I'm learning this. Because I'm giving... I recommended Caught Up to Antoinette.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, girl, what the fuck?
I found that hilarious.
I was like, it's not like I texted her and was like, this is a fabulous piece of literature. Mm-hmm. I was like, I had a really good time. I didn't like the FMC, but I like Junior.
I like that one. Favorite.
I like this boy and he rides a motorcycle. So
I was
like,
about to say, we never ranked guys.
That's true. I think my ranking would be the same, though. Right? I would put Josh first and then I would put Nico and then I would put Tyler.
So then you changed it because for books you said Lights Out, Game On, then Caught Up. But now
For plot alone.
Yes. But now plot for guys. FMC.
But for guys, no. It's opposite. Okay. If that makes sense.
Yes.
I have multiple ratings.
Okay.
I know it's a lot. If I liked the FMC, like Lauren, better, it would be different. But because I didn't like her as much as I didn't like her, which is so weird for me personally, because normally I do give the FMCs a lot of credit. There was just, again, things that she did that I was like, what are you doing? But other than that, I genuinely enjoyed all three books. I had a really good time. Again, it's not like a life-altering piece of literature that I read, right? So if I recommend these books, I want you to have fun.
Just
right?
Know Dallas had a fun time. You might not, but she did.
I had a good time. I had a good ride. I screamed in my car. I kicked my feet. I made multiple people listen to Lights Out, maybe against their will. I don't know. I think they liked it either way. No regrets. You're on your lunch break. Turn it on.
I will say there was one time I went into the office to get papers or something, and I was walking by, and I heard someone talk about Lights Out, and I was like, can I jump in here real quick?
Are you talking about Marie Antoinette?
I know a thing or two about that.
About her.
Is this seat taken? I literally walked by and I was like, you should listen to the audiobook. Or like, the audiobook's really, really great.
I have a podcast.
That was before.
We talk about this book.
That was before.
Oh, that was a long time ago?
That was BM, before Madison.
Before Madison. Well, we hope to see you guys next time for a quick little cute goodish review. I had so much fun.
I did too.
Next time we find a good book that we love, we'll come on here and we'll talk about it. So if you liked this episode, please make sure to subscribe to our channel, like our page, share this with your friends, and rate it. Please leave your rating. If it's less than 4 stars, Madison's going to side-eye you, I guess. But either way, thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next time on The Goodish Girls.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.